We're Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, America's Family Coaches. And today, Barb, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, and it's the guarding of the heart of a man. And today we're going to take the slant on how you, as our wives, can help us guard our heart and become the man, contribute to helping us become the man that God created us to be.
You know, a woman is so very influential in her husband's life. Gary, I will never forget when Gorbachev met Ronald Reagan as president at that time. And he said to him, "I am eager to meet your wife, Nancy Reagan, for she's the one who whispers into your ear at night." Every woman, when she stands back, can agree that we have incredible influence in our husband's life. We have the ability to have a grasp of his deepest needs, his quiet longings of his soul, to understand maybe things he holds close in his chest and yet may be a little bit too proud to talk about them. We understand when he needs a pat on the back or some encouragement. And yet, oftentimes, it's our role, it's our tone of voice, it's our tongue that can either build up our husbands or we can tear him down, not intentionally, but it sure can happen. Every one of us as mothers, if we've been mothers to sons, and I have not been, but I can only imagine how we long for our sons and our grandsons to marry women that will encourage him, that will build him up, that will seek to build up, bring out the best in him, that will coach him up, even though he knows his mistakes. And that's a pretty big order for any woman when she's married in this world.
You know, Barb, in Proverbs 4:23, Solomon says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it's the wellspring of life." And so everything emanates from that wellspring. And when a husband is challenged to guard his heart, and I love to challenge men on that, including starting with myself, what we realize is that our wife, although she's not responsible for our guarded or unguarded heart, our wives have great contribution to helping us to do that well.
Well, Gary, wouldn't you say it's because your wall is down with your wife? I mean, of course you're going to say yes to me right now, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Your wall is down, but
absolutely,
aren't you wide open to me? And so here you are, you might be going through something and you risk telling me. And so if I come across too strong, or when I have come across too strong or too harsh, that causes a person like you or any other man to want to rebuild that wall for self-protection. A man needs a wife who's with him that he can be open and sharing with.
Well, you know, Barb, one of the coaching takeaways that we want to give the women today as they're listening is your husband needs to know that you believe in him, that you believe in him. And that you believe that God is using him, God's not finished with him, God can shape him, and God can instruct him. Now, a lot of women will say, well, how do I show belief in him when he is hard-hearted, when he is isolated, when he's not accountable to anybody? That makes it tough. So I believe the preponderance is on the man. Now, what am I saying? If a wife is going to believe in us, and if a wife's going to trust us, and every man wants to be trusted, it means we need to be trustworthy. We need to be worthy of that belief. Now, Scripture says in Ephesians 5 that a woman shall respect her husband and a man will love his wife. And so just as a man would never withhold love from his wife, a woman need not hold back respect from her husband. That's a basic foundational instruction from Ephesians 5, Paul speaking to husbands and wives. However, when we look at the issue of belief, Barb, I think the preponderance is on the man. So if I'm asking you to believe in me, it means that I am submitting to Christ. I am walking in accountability. I am walking in wisdom of counselors that are challenging me and helping to support me and help me pick apart what is fleshy, you know, what is not honoring of God, you know, what is self versus bringing glory to God, so that you can join in helping God do the work that he wants to do as I guard my heart and fulfill the mission that he has for me in this life. And so what's the flip side of that? Well, if a woman is asked to believe in her husband and her husband is violating or dishonoring or not following the path that God has laid out or is isolating and self-protecting and not allowing her close to him and others close to him in order to shape him you know, that's when that belief becomes really risky.
You know, there are couples today that are listening, Gary, and they have got such a strong element of control going on in their marriage, where he may be trying to control his wife, maybe even bullying her, or she is trying to control her husband because of her insecurity. Let's talk about how controlling tendencies can really rob a marriage of its foundation of learning to trust one another, grow with one another, receive one another. Sometimes it can be a fight because we're allowing ourselves to get in the way of what God has purposed in our marriage instead of standing back and recognizing as a couple, maybe you've blown it and you're down on your knees. You've got to get to the place of where you're willing to be surrendered. Young people don't come into marriage asking to be humbled and seeking to surrender. We as older people, we've gotten there because life has shaped us. Whenever you get back to controlling tendencies, it really can demolish a marriage.
Well, Barb, control is biblical, but it's self-control. And Paul talks about in Galatians as one of the fruits of the Spirit. And so when we are self-controlled, then that is a discipline that needs to be hammered out in our life. That's appropriate. But controlling one another is not. What we need to do is we need to be surrendered with one another. We need to be surrendered before Christ and allow him to take over. You know, husbands need to know, Barb, I'm going to go back to this point. They need to know that their wife believes in them. You know, but guys, do a gut check on that to identify whether you're asking them to believe in who you purport to be or who you are. And if we are not blowing smoke and if we're the real deal and we're walking in authenticity, then you know what? It's clear as a bell to those that are watching us. It's clear as a bell to the men that hold us accountable. It's clear to our shepherd that knows our heart and knows our voice and tunes into us, and he's our pastor. You know, it's clear to our kids. You know, it's clear to the people that are watching us when we are to be believed in. And until that time, you know what, guys, it's hard for a wife to do that. But you know what, Barb, another thing that a husband really needs from his wife, and this is a way that a wife can help her husband guard her heart, is to be alert to the things that bring joy, that help him achieve who he is and who God created him to be.
And sometimes we just need to stand back and go, when was the last time I saw my husband laugh? When was the last time I watched him relax? And to help him get to those activities that will allow him to let go of the work world, the pressures, the stresses, the financial obligations, and get him to the place of rest. When I think of that, Gary, I imagine a man out on the water in a boat. How can a wife get her husband to the place of where he is beside still waters, restoring his soul? It might be an actual boat. It may not be an actual boat. But where is that experience in your husband's life? Maybe it's going to some basketball games or football games with you, his wife, his kids, or even some guy friends. Where can he just sit back and let go of some of the stress, get rid of some of the adrenaline, and just be a better guy because of it? As wives, we can sit back and we can seek to understand how to help him get there, make suggestions, make opportunities, provide ways for him to do it, and then step out of the way and get her done.
Well, I think, Barb, it's refreshing. How can your husband be refreshed? But perhaps, and this is the third takeaway we want to give, is that a wife needs to be interceding in prayer for her husband. As a wife is on her knees asking a holy God to accomplish in that man what it is that he was built to do, as to fulfill that which God has called him to do. You know, that is when a man becomes all that God created him to be. Now, the woman can't control it. The woman can't intercede. The woman can't preempt the work that God wants to do. But you know what a woman can do? A woman can petition the creator of the universe on behalf of her husband to fulfill it, who it is that God called him to be. And so, you know what it means, Barb? It means that many times she needs to get out of the way and allow God to do the work. I tell you, this is a great topic. We've written a whole book on it. It's called Guard Your Heart. And we'd love to have you go to AmericasFamilyCoaches.com to join the conversation on today's topic. We'll see you next time.